For sure, for sure.
Okay, well, let's see. Is there anybody in the audience that signed up to speak that's in favor of this project? Any in favor?
I don't know. I'm just asking questions.
Oh.
Okay. Well, come on up.
Okay.
And your name is?
Roger Recate with Little Heroes Park. And good seeing you all you guys and girls again. Thank you guys for your effort. I just really, more than anything, have invested a lot in the land to the south of there, being 87 acres. And I think he brought a good question up, maybe access. And I know these ladies concerned me earlier about nightly rentals, just from the standpoint of, I guess, I used a land architect and did planning on ours for the whole thing. And is there any restrictions? These are just more questions for you guys. Any restrictions on how many nightly rentals you can put on a property like this? I know as we grow our community, so many people are moving here. And I know for-profit companies go for everything they can possibly plant on a piece of property. So I guess what I'm saying is even including on my own property, are there things maybe the county can do to for the future of a property this big to maybe have guidelines? So I'm more than anything asking questions. But campgrounds, maybe more specific, if you approve that, what does that include? Outdoor entertainment, what does that include? So I really like the bike idea, just so you know. That's a pretty cool idea. And I think that's mainly my questions. Maybe you guys can give me some feedback on that. So.
Thank you. We can definitely have the applicant respond to that. So, is there anyone else in the audience?
My name is Mark Pyle, and I live, my wife and I actually bought a home. We live right down on the Bear Creek. It was a Snowden property, I'm understanding. And again, this is just a question type thing. We don't oppose to the bike thing by any means or anything. I guess what I'm bringing up is there is four of us on the opposite side of Bear Creek that we get trapped in all the time when the flooding comes. Everybody's older. We're the youngest group over there. But I guess my question is, would the applicants, I'm assuming we own 16 acres behind our home, and I'm assuming at some point we must butt up to the back corner of that. Would there be any issue, or could it be possible for like an easement under extreme circumstances? We could go up through our property and come out to get out, because we get trapped over there. We've got older people. If somebody had a heart attack or something, we'd be in trouble.
Sir, there's a reciprocating agreement between the Browns and the Snowdens to go out that way and go out through Browns.
And
there's already a road built up there.
And Mr. Brown has let us out before.
Yes.
But that road up there, you've got, I can't think of his name, Doug, that lives, Law. Yeah. Anyway, there's two gates that have to be unlocked for us to get out. We never know when they're locked, when they're unlocked, if they're going to.
Well, I don't know the technical aspects of the agreement, but I did know there was an agreement that Mr. Brown could go through, and they could also reciprocate by letting people out the other way in case of emergency.
That, we have, like I say, I have been down that trail one time. It's rough, but my wife's
Well, I don't know what about the road maintenance agreement.
Yeah, no, and it was, and it's pasture, yeah. It is pasture, and one guy had to kind of show me the way out, because it's a pretty good trip. It's about a mile trip
right
of pasture.
I'm familiar with it.
Which you know. But that was my only question. If maybe it could work for everybody if we could figure out an easement to get out. Or
yep. I think that would be a thing between you and the other people to work out.
Where there would be unlocked gates where or paramedics getting in.
Here's his.
But thank you guys.
It's the next one over. So to answer your question, Mr. Pyle, your property does not touch. There's another parcel between yours owned by North Star Mortgage, LLC.
Okay. Yeah, we couldn't tell by the picture that we were mailed, so we were trying to figure out.
I guess the first, no, yes. We have a Hood Ridge architect who's involved with the been here, but Billy's on vacation. And Anderson Engineering is who we represent. And they're, you know, doing surveys and things. So we're definitely going to first class with it.
I think, that's what my question was. It's got sort of everything. So what is the specific ask on the campground, nightly rental outdoor recreation?
And phase one will have, I don't know what you consider, necessarily a nightly rental. That's not going to be like a...
It's platform.
The platform, right. That you put a tent on.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Max.
I'm Max, like you said. I just kind of like head up the project, so far. And I just want to like clear some stuff up because I know almost exactly what we're planning on doing. I know there's always stuff that changes but as far as, like nightly rentals, it would really just be like 5 campsites, not a campground, nothing elaborate, just because mountain bikers are kind of the outdoors type. So they just throw up a tent, stay the night, and head back up the mountain the next day. And as for, like, impact on neighboring properties, for one, we would like a fence anyways, just to, you know, be very clear on, so we're not infringing on other people's lands. And then people will be shuttled to the top, and then there will be a very clear area, like, this is the trail. With a downhill park, you pretty much don't, I don't know a single mountain biker, and I've been doing it a long time, that would ever even want to think about going off. These are going to be professionally done trails. So the likelihood that a mountain biker would even get lost and wind up on somebody else's property is extremely low, since the nature of a downhill park is to funnel you back down to the shuttle. They would have to do something to get very lost. But other than that, the phases just kind of include more bike trails, and, you know, what it comes with that, we're not sure yet, but just more bike trails. You don't really, with the land, it is 167 acres, but most of it is downhill, so adding more lodging isn't really an option. It's kind of these 5 campsites, and whoever gets them when they get them, you know, that's how it works, and it's just, you walk your tent to your campsite. Cars won't be back there. It won't be a loud thing. Mountain biking's generally quiet. You want to be in the peace of nature, so.
So on the outdoor recreation and entertainment, is there any entertainment like music, live music?
No.
We have, there's events that we may have, and we would provide a music for an event.
Yeah, that would be as like a guy sitting playing guitar next to a microphone. So, I mean, anytime we do go to, you know, even the biggest events across the country as a bike shop, it's never super loud. People like to be able to talk and kind of build that community. So it's usually more of a friendly, even if there's a lot of people, very small, intimate gathering rather than just kind of this gigantic rager. I mean, that's not really what the whole thing's about anyways. There's not enough room to be doing it down there anyway. So it would be, if there was live music, not like a band or anything like that at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just ask them for the neighbors.
Right. Yeah.
Would there be anything, would it be a nighttime event or it's like an evening?
It would be definitely probably start in the morning. Most events kind of just do races, like a race down the hill. So that is just, it usually starts about 7 in the morning and goes to about 4. And then after that, it's usually, you know, everybody gathers at the bottom. They announce the winners of everything. Everybody's like, hoorah, you know, you won, and then you go home. So,
And how many in an event would it be?
With the land, how it's laid out,
For phase one.
Yeah, for phase one, we would definitely have to cap it at a pretty low number. I'm thinking for a race, which would be the main event, you're probably looking at about 200 racers, which, if you think about it, isn't that many. We've been to races, that there's thousands of racers. So, I mean, 200 is, fairly normal. Especially if on the smaller side even, just get racers up and down. People coming for the races, probably, I don't know, another 200. So, that's all hypothetical. I have no actual idea.
Honestly, we got the land obviously before we knew approval because we wanted to be in the family and we live in Springfield, born and raised, and, we love mountain biking. We have lots of friends and family. So I'm like, well, worst case scenario, we'll have some trails and, you know, friends and family can come. So that's kind of like the worst case, and we're okay with it. You know, and then the best case is let's help, let's roll it out to these mountain bikers that are all coming through our community and going to Bentonville, especially from Kansas City to St. Louis.
So let's assume that this evolves into the big deal. Where do you propose parking for 200 bike riders?
Just the nature of bike riders, it's kind of carpool, but it's cool if I want.
Sure,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the
wrong one there.
Yeah, so just like right around here, that's about okay. The flattest lane you can get.
Okay.
So we're just thinking of gravel, and you know, kind of just like that first come first serve, you know, on a website or whatever, say. Carpool if you can, because it really, I know 167 acres sounds like a lot, but when you're just, like, our sole focus is trails, you know, and beautiful, well-maintained, environmentally friendly trails, you know, everything else is kind of dumbed down. The parking won't be excessive, it won't be extravagant, it won't be large, so we're thinking about, you know, 50 spaces, and just that kind of gravel area right there. Right now, it's just a lot of brush, so...
Yeah.
Are you planning to have a bathhouse or putting out outhouses?
Right now, we're not sure. That kind of just, that's more like Jared's side.
Septic system for the daily use, which is not going to be these events. It's just going to be a handful of folks that either work there or are building trails for the most part for the next few years. And then during events, yes, they would be required to get porta potties on site or something to handle those events.
In your report, the Hood Ridge report says something about a 5,000 square foot building and 90 rentals.
That's visitors.
That's all not part of this first phase, though. Is that correct?
Well, we're actually looking at a storage container, a kind of thing for the information center. And that's kind of phase one.
That's kind of the check-in center. And that is shown on that site plan.
Approval would be for all these uses, and they would do it in the phases they want. So they wouldn't come back to expand on the phases. You guys are going to approve the uses.
So they are getting approval for, you mentioned
phase one, phase two, phase three, here. They're asking for that here, yes. Okay. They're asking for the outdoor recreation, biking, yes. Okay. The campground, yes. How they
do it.
So all
the talk about what's going to happen at first is one thing, but this is approval for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and wastewater is going to limit a lot.
No RV park. We're not going to have any hookups for RVs.
And you can scratch
but
that part.
But they said earlier they were going to come back for the next phase.
Yeah.
Well, the restaurant. You're not talking restaurant. They mentioned restaurant and different things.
So on nightly rental cabins, do you have an idea of what you're proposing on nightly rental cabins?
Yeah, I can kind of talk about them. So just like with the, campsite deck, nightly cabins, I mean, we're only planning to be open from Friday to Sunday. So just weekends. They're going to be very small cabins, like a one bed, one bath, just so people can stay at night if they don't want to be outside in a tent. That's kind of a lesser important thing because the campsites are a little more just accessible to everyone. They're cheaper for people. But yeah, a cabin. Yeah, like a tiny home cabin would be, comparable to what we would think about building.
Okay. But what's the number though? I mean, if we're looking at approving, it would seem like on the design
to the question earlier about density and all that.
Oh, number of those. I mean, like the land isn't that suitable for building houses. It's steep. So I mean,
like 10 or
no, not even 5 at the most. We're not talking any more than that because we can't, mostly, and probably because we wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
It's just too much, and we're not trying to build a hotel park. It's a bike park focused on biking. So.
You would be willing to agree to a specified number, and if you decided you wanted more later, you would be agreeable to coming back before this body to expand the thing then.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, like 5 campsites doesn't seem like a lot. Do you want to ask for 10 and build 5? Or
yeah. We can ask for 10 and build 5, but
there's not a lot going on.
I've never built a bike park before, so a little bit of this is a guessing. So.
Because that seems pretty realistic.
Yeah.
Kind of number. So, and we would just